Action Voice News, your global link.
Government dispels reports that cabinet has agreed for Bill 7 to return to Palais. The Zambia We Want calls for united opposition. And opposition leader says Kenyan activists abducted in Uganda. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has dispelled assertions that Cabinet has agreed for the reintroduction of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 in Parliament. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Minister of Information and Media, clarified that there has been no Cabinet meeting to discuss the return of Bill 7 or any related processes. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa called on the public to approach government on national matters through appropriate platforms for dialogue and input. Government remains committed to transparency, and whenever there are issues of national significance, the public will be informed, said Mr. Mwetwa. He has since called on stakeholders and governance, including the church and civil society, to engage with government on matters of national importance, particularly in the ongoing constitutional-making process. Mr. Mwetwa has also called on the public to dismiss all anxieties surrounding the issue, stating that those misleading the nation and using Bill 7 as a tool for propaganda only erode their own credibility as sources of information. Political analyst Neo Simotani has warned opposition political parties to be careful in forming alliances with the Patriotic Front PF, stating that doing so could risk their popularity ahead of the 2026 general elections. Dr. Simotani raised concerns over the PF's internal leadership processes, describing the party as undemocratic and unclear in its approach to selecting its presidential candidate. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Dr. Simotani specifically criticized remarks made by PF Acting President Kevin Lubinda, who recently suggested that the Tonse Alliance's presidential candidate should come from the PF. A presidential candidate must be chosen through a democratic process within the alliance, not dictated by one party with a precondition that only they can win, said Dr. Simotani. Dr. Simotani warned against the assumption that Mr. Lubinda, by virtue of being acting president, should automatically become the party's president, using the logic that someone was left as acting president as a reason to be endorsed as presidential candidate is flawed, said Dr. Simotani. He said if PF wants to survive and remain relevant as a party, it must subject itself to transparent and democratic internal elections to select a leader capable of uniting the country and leading a credible challenge in 2026. Opposition Zambia We Want Secretary General Muhari Lungu says it will be difficult to unseat President Hakainde Hichilema in the 2026 general elections if opposition candidates contest individually. Mr. Lungu stated that the only way to mount a challenge against the ruling United Party for National Development is for the opposition to rally behind a single presidential candidate. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lungu, however, expressed doubt over the opposition's ability to agree on such a candidate. Numbers are already on the side of the UPND, and if the opposition chooses to go solo, it will be a direct win for the ruling party, said Mr. Muhari. He further called for a united opposition that can present a strong manifesto to Zambians as a credible alternative to the current challenges facing the country. Mr. Lungu emphasized that while unseating the president is not an easy task, it remains possible if the opposition prioritizes unity and focuses on addressing the needs of the people.
The most, desirable path is if all of us in the opposition were to get together and put forward a single candidate. It is not the only path. It is the most feasible path. And I think that many of us in the opposition agree to that. Okay? So that is one. Okay? The second part is, it is not entirely accurate that many members of the opposition called to attack me. They were one or two members of a political party which I think, because we're talking about the future, did issue some issues in which they, I think at that point, felt that I was targeting them.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, says the 2026 national budget allocation to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, remains inadequate to meet the Commission's operational and strategic needs despite an 11.1% increase from 2025. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says, despite the Commission being allocated 199.96 million kwacha in 2026, the increase falls below the current inflation rate of 12.3%, reducing the Commission's purchasing power. Mr. Nyambe said while the upward adjustment may appear positive on paper, the reality is that the Commission's operational capacity is being undermined by inflation, with 65.9% of the ACC's budget going to personal emoluments. There is very little left for investigations, prosecutions and prevent work, said Mr. Nyambe in a statement issued to RC News and Lusaka today. He noted that between 2021 and 2025, the Commission recorded several arrests, convictions and asset recoveries, with 2024 standing out as its best performing year, registering 25 convictions and recovering assets worth 241.5 million kwacha. Mr. Nyambe stressed that this demonstrates what the Commission can achieve when investigations are adequately resourced and purchased effectively.
Because between 2021 and 2025, the Commission recorded arrests, convictions, and significant asset recoveries, with 2024 standing out in particular as their best performing year, because they had 25 convictions and asset recoveries valued at around 241 million kwacha, which very clearly demonstrates what is possible when investigations are pursued effectively and when the Commission is supported with the resources.
In African news, two Kenyan human rights activists have gone missing in Uganda after reportedly being abducted by armed men while attending opposition leader Bobi Wine's campaign event. Bobi Wine strongly condemned the abduction of Bobi Njagi and Nicholas Oyo, saying the pair had been picked up mafia style at a petrol station and driven off to an unknown destination. Kenyan police spokesman Michael Muchiri told the BBC he was not aware of the matter. The Ugandan police has been approached for a comment. Coming up shortly, Israel intercepts Gaza flotilla and detains activists, including Greta Thunberg. This and for more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Hundreds of activists, including Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, have been detained by Israeli forces after a flotilla carrying aid bound for Gaza was intercepted. Israel's foreign ministry said those involved in the global Samad flotilla were being transferred to an Israeli port to be deported. The first boats were stopped about 70 nautical miles off the Gaza coast in international waters and others close. Israel has been policing this area but does not have jurisdiction there. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has dispelled assertions that Cabinet has agreed for the reintroduction of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 in Parliament. Opposition Zambia Rewind Secretary General Muhabe Lungu says it will be difficult to unseat President Hakainde Hichilema in the 2026 general elections if opposition candidates contest individually.